We're trying to solve a fundamental problem of how do we get cybersecurity integrated into the mainstream organizational processes. That's what we've been struggling with. So we took an international standard. It's an IEEE and an ISO standard, joint standard, and the number is 15288. And we got permission from IEEE to reference their process steps across the life cycle. And what we're doing in the NIST publication is we're defining what are the security best practices that should take place at every point in that life cycle, from stakeholder requirements to the design, the architecture, the implementation, verification, validation, all the way through. And the intent there is to make sure that we get the right people in the organization involved in the decision-making process for doing how do you protect the mission of the business. And today, in many cases, we're pushing the security controls from the bottom up, devoid of a context in many cases. And so that's the problem we're trying to solve. And it's a very important problem. It is more or less an integration of all the work that we've done in the FISMA project. So the RMF, the risk management framework's not going away. Our security control's not going away. But we're going to give them a better context of how to get those things applied at the right place in the life cycle so they can make a difference.
And what you're talking about here is not just saying to the security folks, hey, here's the control you need, or to the mission folks, hey, you need cybersecurity. You're right. Trying to explain step by step what each of those areas need to consider and how they need to work together, which is even more important.
Absolutely. Every mission and every business is a little bit different. But once you decide what your critical functions and business objectives are, then the question today is, how do I protect myself when I'm depending on information technology for that mission and business success? When you take the approach from the top down, you get the stakeholders involved early. They can be part of the discussion. Why do I need this security control? Why do I have this security requirement? Is there a purpose? How is it going to help me protect my business or my mission, and can I manage the risk after I make those decisions? It's a more transparent or informed way of doing business. And I think that is the key to kind of shaking up what we're doing now and doing something a little different to make sure the outcomes downstream are a little bit better than we have today.
I think one of the big challenges in the cybersecurity world over what we've seen over the last decade is moving it from that CISO, that systems administrator side, to the mission side was always, well, the mission people always just heard no, or they always heard yes, but. So is that part of the goal of this new kind of integrated publication, to get people to think differently?
Yeah, we'd like to have this lifecycle process engage every person in the organization, whether it's the education, training, and awareness people who are trying to say, when do I do my security and awareness training, or how do I do it, or how can I be more effective, to the person who's making the decisions about what critical missions or business functions are going to be carried out, to the CISOs, the CFOs, everybody in the organization has a stake in that mission or business success. And instead of having the security kind of be its own thing in a room down the hall that, you know, they're sitting around led by the CISO with the flag, we'd like that expertise distributed throughout the organization. Work with the enterprise architects, work with the system lifecycle folks, work with the acquisition folks, work with the mission business owners. But you have to have some kind of a process that they can all rally around so they can all see how these things are going to work collectively across the lifecycle. So from the bright idea at this point all the way to where we go into operation down here and actually conduct our business, everybody can see what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Why do you think NIST is going down this path now? One could argue, well, you should have done this 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Is it the fact that people understand cyber and the threats and the vulnerabilities differently now than ever before?
It's partly that, and it's also due to the fact that I don't think anybody could have anticipated the level of complexity we're dealing with today. The Internet of Things is kind of a metaphor for where our society is moving. Anything today with a computer and firmware and software, bringing these things together to make us more productive, take advantage of the great innovation, that comes with a price, and that price is complexity. And we haven't really looked at that to the degree I think we need to in the future. So this publication is an attempt to kind of bring that whole dialogue up to the top of the stack, so to speak. Understand that this great capability, we can achieve it, but we can also do it in a way that's more safe, more secure, and will be more effective downstream. So I think it's a combination of those things.
Timing for the publication? I know it's always hard to say because it has to go through a series of process, but yeah. Is there a draft out yet, or when would a draft come out, and then where do you see it happening from there?
There's a draft out that's already on the website. The initial public draft was about almost a year ago, and that was May of 2014 was published. We'll have another draft on the street. We had a lot of public comments come in on the first draft. We're looking 4 to 5 months from now will be the second public draft. And I'm hoping, if everything goes well, by the end of 2015 or early 2016, we can lock that publication in. We're also going to be aligning ourselves with the, as I said, it's the ISO IEC 15288 system and software engineering standard. That's being updated right now in 2015, so we're going to make sure that we have our most recent standard that we're aligning with, and that's also part of the process.
With any NIST publication, there's an implementation phase. Agencies have to understand it. Have you guys already started talking about how you're going to help agencies implement the new publication? I know it's still 9 months out, but that process needs to start probably now, too.
Yeah, we're socializing it now. In every place we speak, I talk about the publication so people can start to see down the road what it looks like in the macro sense. And then, of course, as it gets to be finalized, they'll have a year to implement it, unless it's a brand new system like all the other publications. This is not just directed, though, at the federal agencies. You know, when you look at the complexity of a system, a lot of that complexity is buried in the commercial product. So, you know, companies out there who are building the operating systems and the databases and the network devices, many of those companies are already using a lifecycle process. We're also going to reference other standards that are lifecycle based. So if you're moving along a certain route now with a different lifecycle standard, you don't have to change that, obviously, because this is a voluntary process for the private sector, but you can advertise that you are aligned with the process. You're doing your own process, but it aligns very nicely with what the 160 is trying to do. So again, we got this big truck, and we're trying to get as many people on board. We're all driving toward the same destination, and we don't want to be exclusive. We want to be inclusive with all our constituents. So that's really what the 160 is all about.
Let me broaden this conversation just for a second as well. What's the status of some of the other publications around cyber that you're working on? I understand it's probably been about a year, though, that there's been a bit of a backlog in terms of the publications that NIST is trying to work through. Can you give us maybe an update on a few others that people would be interested in?
There's one that I'm also involved directly in. It's the special publication 800-171. And this is a partnership that we're involved in with the National Archives and Records Administration. It involves controlled unclassified information. So this is a type of information that requires special safeguards or dissemination procedures or methods. And those are defined either by statute or by policy or directive or regulation. And NARA has defined those data types in their registry. The 171 document addresses what happens when that CUI goes to a non-federal system or organization, state and local governments, colleges and universities, contractors who are not operating the system directly on behalf of the feds but just have the information. This publication defines a very tight set of security requirements that are available for our federal agencies to use on a limited basis now, but next year, I believe it's in 2016, NARA is going to be working on a second rule that's going to be a FAR, Federal Acquisition Regulation Clause, that will point to the 800-171 and make those requirements mandatory for any contract that involves CUI going from the federal side to the private sector side or state and local government side. So that's an important document because this information is sensitive. It's very critical in some cases. And the level of protection, it needs to be protected whether it's on the federal side or outside of federal control. So that's a big one. There's our continuing updates, 853, the one that everybody loves to hate. That publication will be up for its three-year update in 2016. So that's one that we'll be talking a lot about going into the 2016 cycle. We're going to have a data call for that 853 publication. We're going to be asking our customers to give us ideas what you think needs to be improved in the security control and privacy control world. How can we do this a little bit better and get all their input? That really helps us take these publications from one generation to the next.